16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York at a marina in Lower Manhattan after a two-week journey sailing across the Atlantic Ocean. Thunberg stepped off the emission-free racing yacht that brought her, saying, "The ground is still shaking for me." Thunberg has become a symbol of a growing movement of youth who are leading weekly protests in Sweden, inspiring similar strikes in about 100 cities worldwide. She spoke at a news conference in New York about what motivated her to become an activist.
I first heard about, like found out about this issue when I was maybe 7, 8, or 9 years old. And then I realized that, oh, this is actually very bad. And I started to read about it more and more. And when I became maybe 11, I became depressed. And the climate crisis was a huge cause of that, and because I just felt that everything is hopeless and there's nothing we can do and no one is doing anything. And but then I sort of got out of that depression by promising myself that I'm going to do everything I can to change things, and that is what I tried to do. And I started to go to marches and demonstrations and to join organizations and things like that. But I still thought things were too slow, that nothing was really changing, so I was desperate in a way, tried to do something, just anything. And then this idea of school striking came up, and then I thought, yeah, I might just as well try that and see if it works, and if it doesn't, then I will try something else. And then I did it, and then it became huge very quickly. What I say to all leaders is that we have to take responsibility and see the bigger picture, and of course different countries have different ways, or they are depending on different things, and that of course we need to take into account that, and of course the aspect of equity we also need to take into account, that different countries are on different developing levels, and we need to make sure that everyone gets a just transition.
The teenager refused to fly because of the carbon cost of plane travel. A 2018 study said that because of cloud and ozone formation, air travel may trap 2 to 4 times more heat than that caused by just emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Thunberg says she didn't feel seasick once during the trip, despite rough weather that delayed her arrival one day. She is in the U.S. for the United Nations Climate Action Summit next month. Paul DiRienzo, WBAI News, New York.